So today, I want to read a quote that is going to explain to you how to manifest. Too many times I have people bringing me all their specific conditions of this life, thinking that the answer is going to be different, but it won't be. It isn't. There is no other way to manifest your desire but the one way, right? You've got to keep this in mind forever. The only way to manifest is this. Go within and close the door. That's from scripture, from the Bible. And then Neville goes on to say, that is, shut the door of the senses that tell you of the empty measures, the debt, the problems. When you have taken your attention away completely by shutting out the evidence of the senses, begin to feel joy of having received the things desired. Neville Goddard, in his book At Your Command from 1939. Go within and close the door, which again, it's a scripture from the Bible that Neville took here, means you go within yourself, right? You go into the inner man and you close the door to the world of senses. And that's what Neville explains here in this portion of the book At Your Command. Shut the door of the senses that tell you of the empty measures. Shut the door of the world of senses, no matter what your world of senses is telling you. Because most likely, anyhow, we know that if we have a desire, sometimes it's a burning desire, it's complete opposite to what we now have or are now experiencing anyway. So you've got to close the door to that which you don't want at all, which is completely opposite of what you desire, and go within, imagining and feeling as much as you can that you already have it, not that you will get it tomorrow, next week, or in a year from now. No, not that. You already have it now in your inner world. Because as far as the world of senses and 3D proof and all of that, we already know what it is. We know it's opposite. But we don't care about that because the inner world doesn't care about the outer world. So to tell you the truth, I am always a little bit puzzled when someone comes to me and asks me how to manifest their specific desire. If this is you, well, either you are brand new to this law, never read Neville, or maybe have gotten very confused by watching some confusing teaching out there, and they do exist. So this is what I want to do with this podcast and with my YouTube channel. It's to put the record straight, so to speak, when it comes to the law and when it comes to how we manifest anything. Sometimes I also get questions. The person wants a specific thing to have happened and maybe something else happened. And they ask me, what should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? Should I imagine this? Should I imagine that? The answer is simple. What is it that you wanted to happen? You don't need to go any further than that, any more complicated than that. What is it that you wanted to happen? That happened to me recently. Someone wanted something specific from someone else. Well, something else happened. That happens a lot, doesn't it? And then she gave me multiple answers, like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do the other? Don't complicate your life this way. What is it that you wanted? That's the only question you need to ask yourself. What is it that I wanted to happen? You probably know, right? Actually, you know, you've already told me you wanted or you expected this and that happened instead. So what do? You go inside Again, nothing happens outside. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just remember that. So you go inside and you imagine that what you wanted happened. And you live it, right? You live it as if it happened. You live it in your mind, L-I-V-E, as in you feel it. Because guess what? If whatever you wanted had happened, so it's in the so-called past, right? So right now in your mind, all it is, it's a memory, right? There is all kind of memories. There are memories that are 20 plus years old, the memories that are from last week, memories that are a few minutes ago. So let's say a few minutes ago or a few hours ago, you've got a reply that you didn't want, right? If you think about it now, it's only a memory now. You are remembering what happened. It doesn't exist anymore in the now anyway. It's just a memory, right? So what you do is you create a new memory. You create a new memory and you feel it as much as you can. And then your inner man, your subconscious mind, believes that memory to be that. Because that's all it is. A memory is a construct of the mind. This is why sometimes we even have distorted memory. I know that sometimes I caught myself thinking that I was remembering something in such a way, but it wasn't even true. So my memory was actually distorted. Right? I was not even remembering what I thought did happen. It was a distorted memory. So this is why we know for sure that our memory, whether it's exact or not, it's always and only in our mind. Because we are not there in that now that was now, when it was now, right? Because there's only one time and it's now. We are no longer in that now to know exactly what happened. As a matter of fact, the brain is very notorious to have a very short memory, right? So no matter what it is, what you remember may or may not be exact anyhow. So when you revise, you imagine, you create a different memory of that event. And that, my dear friends, that part of the law that we don't fully understand will manage to create a different result based on that different memory that you've just created. So next time you want to ask me, how do I manifest this, that, or the other? Or something that you believe is so unique, which it isn't, and even if it is, there is only one way to manifest everything, and that way is your mind. This is why techniques are only helpers, because whether you write it down, whether you just decide it and assume that to be so, whether you are saying it, right, in the form of affirmations, whether you imagine it through visualization, the point is that you have to use your mind to believe that it's happening now. And you believe that it's happening now very easily, because if it's happening inside, it's happening now. You don't have to lie to yourself. You know it's not happening out there. It's not out there. We know. For the moment, it isn't out there. But it is happening now in my mind. Therefore, I don't lie to myself. If I really embody the feeling that it's now, then it's now. For the rest, I leave it to the law, to that higher self, to that God that will maneuver things to reflect automatically, because we are God. So that God part of us will maneuver things in the 3D plane according to what we have created or chosen, because creation is finished, in our own mind. This is why there is no other God and there is only one God, and it's within. Because what I create in my inner man is what happens. I do not need anything else outside of me. My inner man is God, because what I create in my inner man will reflect in this world of senses. I hope this was helpful, guys. As always, thank you for being here. I know that you are more and more listening to this podcast, and it's wonderful. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.